Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey everybody, welcome to the new year. Whether you're setting new goals, starting a business, changing careers, or launching a creative project, Squarespace gives you a powerful and beautiful online platform from which to make your next move known to the world. With Squarespace, people can lock down their next move idea with a unique domain and create a website to launch their idea, a portfolio to get their project out there, an online store to officially open for business, and more. Squarespace, make your next move. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies! Yeah.
Coming to you once again from the Improv in Tempe, Arizona! December 31st, 2016. We did it. Only a few more hours until this stupid year is over. Please, nobody die. And is there a better distraction in the world right now from, you know, what's been going on than arts and crafts? Let me see your name tags, Tempe. A high-pitched noise. Is that supposed to be a Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I've said this before, maybe, and I'll say it again. No one should have a drone. It just seems like a bad idea. But did you drop it on your own head? Just now?
No. You didn't drop it on somebody else.
It landed near me. It was
landed near you. Okay, good. You gotta be careful with those things. Let's see what else we got here. We got Deep Blue Chelsea. A Christmas Story. Planes, Trains, and Oscar Mobiles. Why didn't you just do Oscars? Trashley Park, I like that. Julie E instead of Wally. She's got a very sad looking Wally that she drew with paint or markers. Mulan Lori. Oh, there's so many good ones. The Long Kiss Good Who?
Nate.
Nate? Long Kiss Good Mate? Mitch Perfect 2, that's good. Full title, I like it. Griffin to the Wild. Because his name's Griffin, and it's on top of a school bus. Which figures prominently in Into the Wild. At first I thought, is that a Sweet Hereafter name tag? You guys remember that movie about the bus full of kids? Yeah, it's real fun to watch this time of year. Thank you, everybody, for bringing all those awesome name tags. Good luck to each and every one of you. Done plugs. Let's get into it. Let's get deep into next year. June 17th. Yeah. June 17th. It's already on sale. Dunko's Movies comes to Laugh Boston, which is much more intimate than the Wilbur, and it will sell out. And then Chicago, Rosemont, Illinois, Douglas Movies will be at Zany's in Rosemont on May the 4th, be with you, and Cinco de Mayo. That's becoming a tradition there in Rosemont, and I'm not sure when tickets for those will go on sale. And coming up this Tuesday, January 3rd, Douglas Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in L.A., and Emil Hirsch watch continues. He might be there. Maybe. For all of my dates and dates and links and dinks and donks, go to DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. Thank you. For a while, I told myself the live audience really enjoys it. But they're just laughing because they, what else are they going to do? They have nothing better to do. Fucking here. So that was good to hear. Even the live audience was grateful that I stopped doing that. I can always bring it back for a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, if I do a show around April 1st. I was kind of dreaming of like setting up a show where I list amazing guests on the list. The best guests possible. Like if I could get John Hamm, John Lithgow, and Bert Kreischer in one episode. That kind of crazy show where we're like, I gotta hear that. List it as that, and then do all the normal opening stuff. And then when I say that's DouglasMovies.com, have 80 minutes of silence. And then the very end here, as always, DouglasMovies.com is a shit. I just can't follow through on those things. I still haven't started Doug Loves Sleeping, which I have meant to do for a long time. I thought that would be funny. Oh, and we just added Doug Loves Movies taping at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas, next Saturday, January 7th at 4:20. It's very last minute, but it should still be fun. From the Corrections Department, of course Anthony Hopkins was in Red Dragon. He's Hannibal fucking Lecter. And Red Dragon. I don't know what I was thinking. Apologies to everyone who was inconvenienced by this oversight. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. It's a lovely bag. Lovely bag that I got from the nice folks at Weed Maps. And I think there's some Weed Maps stuff in here, too. I might have put it in future bags. But I also got some Loot Crate stuff in here. There's the Loot Crate magazine and then a pop vinyl figure, which is Aguilar crouching. There's an Aguilar standing and an Aguilar crouching. I don't know why. Is there a hidden Aguilar? Is there a tiger Aguilar? And then a t-shirt that I think this is a Mr. Robot thing.
Yeah!
Okay. There you go. Kind of reminds me of Guy Fawkes. Is it supposed to be like a new Guy Fawkes?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, now I don't have to watch Mr. Robot. Some stickers a dude gave me in Fort Lauderdale that say question everything. A watch that I found in my boxes of shit at home that it was a tie-in fast food restaurant watch for the movie Congo. it doesn't work anymore. The digital readout doesn't work. But it still might just be a fun thing to wear. And people go, is that a Congo watch? That movie is very depressing. There's like machine gunning of gorillas and stuff in that movie. It's very unpleasant. Well, the guy who made the stickers is called That Agent 7 on Twitter. And then, this is a cool thing I pulled from a loot crate. It's a figure fantasy, the pop culture photography of Daniel Picard. And like on the cover here, you can see he's got Yoda fucking up a couple of stormtroopers. And it's got fun things like. This one you've probably seen on the internet. It's Spider. I'm not Spider-Man. It's totally Superman, you guys. My superhero comprehension goes out the window when I get too high. No, it's Superman, but he's using his X-ray eyes to make graffiti on a wall that says Bruce Wayne is Batman. So fun stuff like that in a coffee table book format. Plus all the stuff brought by my three guests, I'm very happy to say that in town, at my request, are three regular guests on the show. Please give a big warm welcome to Jared Watson, Sean Jordan, and who else is back there? Jacob Sierra!
Fucking Doug.
What's up, fucking Doug? I like it. Let's end this year aggressively.
Yeah, we had a kid at the last one we did. We couldn't cuss. It was all G.
Yeah, yeah. Let's introduce you to the crowd before going into, you know, reminiscing.
Whatever.
From the band Dirty Heads, it's Jared Watson, everybody. Dirty J is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like saying that. That's fun. And you guys, the Dirty Heads, are playing a show in Tempe tonight.
The Marquee.
At the Marquee Theater. Is it tickets still available?
Well, there's 200 tickets left.
Oh, okay.
Holding. Yeah.
All right. There's I think there's 300 something in here right now. So
I'll just put you guys all on the list.
Counting on. Oh, shit.
I'll put you on the list.
That's how it's done.
That sounds like a terrible thing to do right now. I just don't seem to have the authority to do that.
Probably not.
But go to that show tonight if you can. There's a bunch of bands before them, but obviously we'll be done here pretty early. Applaud if you're just going to go home after this show's over. I love that. I started doing these 420 New Year's Eve shows because I thought, there's some people who'd love to be done. Like drunk and high and home at like 7 o'clock.
Fucking losers.
But then there's other people, you know, that are here that probably have parties and things you're gonna go to, go see the Dirty Heads. So it's like, you know, you can do whatever you want. Do with it what you will. But yeah, the last time Jared was on, he was on with Sarah Shahi, who had her. Her little boy Wolfie was in the crowd, and boy, did he got a lot of attention. He really stole the focus. Did you win the games that day?
I did win.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you should have, considering she was trying to get help from her 5-year-old child. And then who was the third person that was there? It was another lady, I think.
She was on...
Was it Andre Vermeulen?
Yeah.
There you go. Cool.
She's on Angie Tribeca.
I mean, it was. That's what I was looking for.
How do you feel about your chances today against two veterans of the show?
Good. Look at me when you say it.
Good.
Also, real quick, are you going to pull some second story jobs tonight while you're in town? Because you have a perfect burglar outfit on. You were fucking head to toe burger.
I thought this was professional. We were only going to talk about Natalie Portman movies.
We could do that.
I could totally do that. We could do a whole Natalie Portman episode. You know, so many great people died this last year. I'm thinking about starting to do tributes to people in case they might die, because it seems like a waste to talk about how great people were when they're dead. You know, then it's like all those tweets. Like, who's reading tweets from the grave? Who has access like that?
I'm pretty sure they have Twitter in heaven, okay?
If there is, then I want to go to hell. Dying is the one that's going to be sweet relief from social media.
Just get away from Twitter.
Yeah, you're going to finally get off it once and for all. Let's meet our other players today. Play us, as my friend Sean Jordan might say.
Hi.
I'll like text Sean something like, fuck off, and he'll write back, all right, playa.
Me that a lot.
Because I know that you're not going to get mad at me, and it's just fun to get that out, you know, just be aggressive.
All right, I will do, dog. I'll go ahead and fuck off.
Yeah, you're so chill.
Yeah, I'm pretty calm.
Yeah, and you don't even smoke weed, but I hear you're trying to get into it.
I'm going to dip my feet in the bathtub this year. That's what I'm going to do.
That's your New Year's resolution? That you're going to get into a bathtub full of weed?
I think that's the best way to start smoking.
Yeah, just immerse yourself
if
in it.
If I were in an entire bathtub.
Learn, like, become it. Yeah. And then smoke it. Learn its ways.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. That's not how everybody else did.
Zen and the art of weed smoking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Chalk it up.
And how do you feel about your chances today? I know you're a little shaken by the time zone change. You came here to us.
You already have excuses?
I don't know if I'm shaken by the time zone change.
No, but you're very confused by it because Arizona plays by their own rules.
Yeah, no shit. We wouldn't like it if you didn't live here.
So for half the year, you get a lot of people from California showing up late to things.
I have to check on, like, Google it. Like, what time is it in Arizona right now? I can't ever figure it out. Or text my friend that lives here.
You also can also just look at where it says the time on your phone.
Yeah, but if I came here from South Dakota, and if I look, it's giving me South Dakota time. And
it won't switch over?
Well, it does when I get to Arizona. It's the conversations I'll have next year when I start smoking weed, and I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
I can't wait, playa.
I don't say it like a cop like you do. Playa, you got some cocaine for a playa?
I'm gonna need you to put your hands behind your back, playa. And speaking of playas, Jacob Siroff is here!
What's up, Almost Phoenix?
So close to Phoenix, like on the balcony, you can see it.
Not in Phoenix. I mean, isn't it kind of the same
thing? It's the greater Phoenix area.
Yeah. Don't yell at me.
Yes!
Now I gotta leave. I'm gonna go cry.
That's that big scary lady from Monsters, Inc. Yes!
Is it like a 1093 or something? When the human code?
What?
2319.
Oh, yeah. Shit. People here know their numbers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
2319. That's a dude that does that voice. I was watching it this morning on Stars.
You watched Monsters, Inc. this morning?
On Stars.
Playa.
Yeah. I just watched everything that was on Stars today, so it was a real weird mix of shit that I was watching. Don't mess with the Zohan. God is Not Dead 2, or whatever the fuck that's called.
I think it's Evan Almighty.
Might have been the first one. How you doing, Jacob? You had to drive in.
Yeah, but I literally drove. I got here less than an hour ago.
Yeah. Why is that, by the way?
Because I didn't plan. I forgot that you guys don't fuck with daylight savings, and I've only been here during those months, and I totally planned to get here at 2:30 for a 4:20 show, and I got here.
You've been more of a summertime Tempe kind of guy.
Yeah, I summer here.
You like to come when it's a gentleman's 120 degrees out.
Fuck, man. The weather's a lot more pleasant when you guys have the fucked up time thing happen.
They don't have snowbirds, they have glowbirds. Yeah. They'll come here to get fucking super glowy tans.
By the way, I have to say, Arizona, you guys have like some great comedy writers writing the sign, the don't drink, drive drunk on the freeway sign. California, it's just like, buzz driving is drunk driving. Here it's like, drink hammered, get nailed. It's like they have like a staff, a comedy staff of writers.
Wait, so if you drive hammered, you're gonna have sex after that?
Yeah. They're in the double entendre. Another one I saw just said, it's no burn day, and I was like, joke's on you, I'm gonna hang out with Doug Benson. It's burn day. It's fucking burn day. What's no burn day? What does that even mean?
So
you can't... Oh, okay. But you can still flick cigarettes out the window on the tent, right? Okay,
cool. Yeah, I think flicking cigarettes at the window is just like, you can do that anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, that's legal. Yeah.
Anytime you want to look cool.
That's the move.
No, I won't pick you up, flick a cigarette. Peel it up.
Jared, what do you got for the prize bag today, my friend?
I got some Dirty Head swag from the merch table, because I forgot where it's supposed
to be. You say swag, not swag. I just had this debate with
swag's
you.
Swag's bad weed.
I think swag is swagger, though. On a right plan?
Which has to be. Am I the only one that knows?
Is swag just stuff?
I thought swag was.
You might be right. You're probably right. And then I have Firebrand Infusions, which is a dispensary out here. I think it's out here. And so I have some cannabinoid healing.
Then you already.
It's like weed balm. Yeah. You can't get high while masturbating from the weed lotion. Trust me. It doesn't work.
You can't just lotion up and...
No.
I never thought about that, but I bet...
Why put weed
in? Well,
when
you're in the bathtub, you can just try it then.
But you can smoke a joint with the other hand. I've done that.
There you go. Cry, smoking a joint, masturbating.
I'm going to pay somebody to stand there and hold a joint in my mouth while I jack off with weed lotion in both hands. In my bathtub.
That is some rich people shit. That is some rich white people shit.
White people who are coming to America.
Just hold the joint where it is while I masturbate with my weed lotion in this bathtub full of marijuana. Please. I'm an hour late. We did it in Arizona. Play it.
What do you guys have against daylight savings and Hillary Clinton? Seriously, what the fuck, Arizona?
Stop. I didn't hear that. Let's not talk about it either.
Yeah, they don't like either of those things.
No way.
You know, came close to getting the weed passed, but that didn't happen. But I know it's not you guys that are the problem. How do you think Sheriff Joe voted on marijuana?
Same way he voted on MLK Day.
Yeah. They want to make it.
Have you guys heard of MLK Day? That's a thing that everybody else fucking celebrates.
They've got it now, Jacob.
They have it now?
They've had MLK Day for like 20 years.
Do you guys have Malcolm X Day yet, though? Because we do Malcolm X Day in California.
No, we don't. You liar.
I fucking do. Me and my children do.
Is it the 10th of some month?
The X. Solid.
Yeah, the 10th of every month should be Malcolm X Day.
Roman numeral
why
10.
Why would he just get one?
I get it. I smell you're stepping in.
I'm into it. Okay. So, anything else you want to bring up to upset people, Jacob? Just trying to have another
The show
time.
Is young.
Sean, what do you got for the bag?
I brought some candy and some popcorn. I brought some Sour Patch Kids because it's the best candy in the world.
That's what
I brought
you do every time.
I'm so excited that people dig it, though. And some popcorn. And,
now, you're such
you
a hipster.
Literally just went to CBS.
Well, the listeners didn't know that.
I think they can tell from the prizes.
Yeah, this shit has to come from somewhere.
The listeners thought I made all this stuff. I made this iTunes gift card for 15 American dollars that I'm giving away.
That's always a desperate Douglas movies
watch
prize.
Watch a movie
when,
with it.
When you
and
spend
then,
money.
An Arizona shot glass with like a buzzard in it that says dry heat this way, and, you know, funny Arizona
There's
stuff.
A little buzzard right inside there. He's sitting on a sign.
Every time you take a shot of liquor, you can look and be like, that's what I'm going to look like if I keep living this sinful life.
Because what people in Arizona love are Arizona souvenirs.
I mean, South Dakota souvenirs aren't much better, so whatever. I mean, Wall drug is our big deal.
Wait, put this on my fridge.
No, it's great that somebody's dad brought some gifts for the bag.
I don't think that was
But also, play out. Slow your roll a little bit. You said buy a movie with his iTunes gift card. No, buy like
buy some comedy.
Buy albums. 7 episodes of Douglas Movies premium episodes.
That's what I meant to say.
You can buy some Dirty Heads music.
And buy a Dirty Heads album.
Because I could just hang on to it if you guys would prefer. Either way, I need to make something off of this. I think I get 30 cents for every $2 thing. I think something like that. So
all right.
It's not a great deal, but
it's like $2.50.
I'll be all right. Yeah. Yeah. Boom. What'd you bring for the bag there? Jared already told us. Jacob?
But did you really forget I was backstage? Or was that a bit? I meant to ask.
I had a moment of like, you know.
It's my fault. I smoked you out.
I have like 12 guests standing around backstage every show I do. So, you know, I got to get a teleprompter. That would really help.
No, you trump it. You don't need it. I brought 3 things I don't need because I have them all tattooed on my body. This is a t-shirt from the box.
You have a t-shirt tattooed on your body?
Yeah, I do. I have this t-shirt tattooed on my body. No, my other obsession that never gets talked about on the show because it's not about movies. It's professional boxing. I bought this at the Boxing Hall of Fame. It's a t-shirt. The fucking boxing outfit. But I have this logo tattooed on me and it's not my size, so I never wear it. I also have Groot tattooed on me, and this is a little mini Groot keychain. And if you listen to the show, you know that I kind of like Star Wars. So I brought this belt buckle that I would never wear myself, but I'm sure one of you guys might, because it's Arizona and you guys are behind the times fashion-wise. So.
What a dickhead. What?
Pass. Oh, Jared, can you put your stuff in his bag and then pass it
on? Oh, yeah, and you also get this awesome Los Angeles by Chloe douchey vegan restaurant bag.
I keep it local. I go to CVS. What's your favorite boxing movie?
My favorite boxing movie?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky IV, dude. Why the fuck would you even ask?
Because I wanted you to swear.
Yeah, what are you up to, Sean Wilson?
the most accurate boxing movie ever made is Girl Fight. As far as like as far as real boxing and not like dumb movie boxing, that's the most accurate technical boxing movie, is Girl Fight. Why is this, you fucking massage this? Why are you laughing?
I don't think that's why he was laughing, really. I think there could be a lot of reasons he was laughing. None of them make much sense. He was kind of on his own on that one. But I might be just laughing about movie boxing in general because it is kind of funny how, like, if you're watching real boxing, it doesn't sound like they're slapping ping pong paddles against a Naga Hide couch with every punch.
Very few double knockdowns in real boxing. So.
I wonder what it sounded like when Ronda Rousey was getting hit in the face last
night. Fuck, man. I couldn't. It sounded bad enough on
Everybody
YouTube.
Everybody lost money on that.
It was just weird, right?
I guess she's done.
Like, that's what MMA is kind of about, is there's so many disciplines mixed in there, mixed martial arts, that, like, that woman was just great at punching, and she was not ready. Her face was not great at being punched. You know, like...
It's a lot easier to punch than to be punched.
How many fights did she win before she finally lost one? Like, 8 or 9?
8 or 9.
12? And 12, and most of those she won on the ground with an arm bar.
Yeah, all of them.
And she couldn't arm bar somebody. It's just punching her in the face immediately.
The cracker code.
Yeah.
Real tough.
But why isn't she, cracking back code-wise? Like, why did she expect that?
I think that she went through... I think she's going through some Rocky III shit where she's kind of caught up on the fame.
Sure.
And like, you know, she's...
Figuring herself out,
other chick's clubber langing it, you know? Like, she's hitting the gym and Ronda Rousey's posing with babies.
She's got some family stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A drunk uncle.
That's Rocky
II. Anyway.
That was Rocky II.
Listen, okay. They're all the same, Rocky. Except for the last one.
That's blasphemy. They're very different. They're all very different in tone and structure.
Rocky V is my favorite movie of all time.
I fucking love Rocky V. I went to see that.
My
mother and I chose to see that instead of Fantasia. My brother and my stepdad saw Fantasia, and we were like, fuck that, Rocky V.
Your brother and your stepdad went to Fantasia, and you and your mom went to Rocky V.
Nah, Rocky V, homie. I mean player.
You nailed it. You got it right that time. Player. If you put the R on there, you're a square, dude. You'd be a square.
Yeah, man. You want to be buff like Sean.
That was pretty accurate.
Yeah, right? And so dank, dude.
I don't smoke
weed. He doesn't even smoke weed and he uses dank. It seems like unfair to me.
You could say, what's a skateboard where you don't skateboard? You can say, like,
that's true.
Gnarly or sick or whatever if you want.
Yeah.
Permission granted, my friend.
Thanks. Whenever I say gnarly, people just look at me like, what? I think people
people stopped using it at some point.
Not me.
All right. What else do we got to do? Oh, last movie you saw. Let's start with Jared. Watching stuff on the tour bus?
The Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah. Right? Oh,
that's hilarious. I think it's written by the guy from Flight of the Conchords, right?
Yeah, yeah. You think Wilder People's hard to pronounce. His name is Taika Waititi. And it's true. Why are you laughing? Yeah. And that movie's great.
It was
love
great,
that movie.
Yeah,
very cool. Jacob?
I saw Rogue One for the third time most recently. Shocking.
You know what that is? That's a real Star Wars story. True Star Wars story.
I like it more every time I see it.
Well, what I like best about it at this point, because I need to see it more.
But there's stuff I hate about it, but I want to hear yours
first. Sure. What I like best about it is just how it's just fun that they made a movie that solves the dumbest thing about the first, about A New Hope, is that the Death Star is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And they showed how hard it was still to get that information. And it didn't look as easy as it, you know, it didn't end up being as easy.
Yeah, I saw a great meme, though, that was like, it was her dad, Jyn Erso's dad saying, I'll do anything to protect you. And then, like, the, you know, split screen with her getting blown up, literally builds the thing that kills her.
I thought that kind of... That was way more of a bummer than
I thought it was. Well, the whole movie's a bummer. Rogue One's a bummer. People like, it's funny, because people always feel the need to tell me what they feel about Star Wars. And I've got... It's amazing how many texts I got when the movie came out. I said, the new Star Wars is a bummer, dude.
Right, but also, it's a movie where, like...
Everybody dies,
it's
by the
funny
way.
That...
Yeah, so she just,
if you haven't seen it yet,
it's funny that...
Great.
Shut up Donnie for just a minute, for fuck's sake.
Donnie, me without Mark here.
You gotta just blurt that shit out before I can stop you from just blurting that shit out. I was gonna say it in a much better way. If you have any kind of brain and know how this movie is right before the beginning of The New Hope... Few minutes in, you pretty much know where the story has to go. You know what has to happen, and you know that what Jacob just said so bluntly
kind of needs, like a
kinda
week
needs
and
to
half.
Occur. So it's not as sad as, you know what I mean? I don't feel sad watching it. I mean, I will now because of the very ending and who you see at the very ending. Which let's keep that a secret.
Okay, sure.
Just for the fuck.
I think everybody knows, but sure. No,
they don't all know.
No?
That's why they're groaning with the idea of you possibly telling
happens?
Them. Do not fucking say it.
I won't say
you
it.
You are making a I'm about to say it face.
I won't say it.
Come on, playa.
But if you don't know, you don't deserve to know at this point. It's been out like a...
You know what I wanted to say earlier, and it'll drastically change the subject, is that guy laughs like M. Bison when he just beats somebody. What were we talking about? We all forgot. So let's go.
Great job. Yeah,
M. Bison dies at the end of Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So
spoiler alert.
Every fucking time I play it, he does. Ryu mercs him right at the end. Last level.
Here's what I don't like about Rogue One, is I don't like all the on-the-nose corniness that they do. It's the kind of like, I don't like all the talk about hope. I don't like Vader with the choke on your aspirations punchline.
That was...
Like, that's cheap.
That
like, Luke is corny, but he has a very specific brand of corny. That's just regular Hollywood corny, and I'm not...
It's amazing that you're saying that to me, because...
Those are the things you liked.
No, I didn't really like those things you're mentioning, and I don't think also that those were supposed to be necessarily hard punchlines. Like, I saw it with a, you know, pretty full room of people... who all knew Star Wars, and they, you know, didn't laugh much. There's much to laugh at in it, but it does have some humor. But what I was going to say is that it's the first Star Wars movie that doesn't have any cutesy bullshit in it. There's nothing cutesy in it.
Well,
it's an adult movie with adult characters. The little guy walks in, he's like, skimmy dimmy dimmy, and he gets the fuck out of there. He's not like Salacious Crumb where it's a stupid puppet
but
jumping around.
Cutesy bullshit's part of Star Wars, though.
What?
Cutesy bullshit is part of Star Wars.
No, I know, and it's great that they found a way to move away from that.
I think we'll get cutesy bullshit in episode 8.
There may be, yeah, absolutely. But and you know, the one robot, the one droid is supposed to be mostly for laughs.
Yeah.
The Alan Tudyk droid.
It's a very fun movie. It's a very fun movie.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's not really.
I thought it was
like
fun.
It's more of a war movie. It's not like a
movie,
fun swashbuckler movie. Like
the
heroes are more dogged than like swashbuckling, and you know they don't
really
pissed
Doug. I've never seen his eyes this fucking open.
in the years that I've never been around.
Seen him fucking actually open his eyes completely. But he's this fucking mad at somebody.
It's like, if I say that water's wet, Jacob goes, no, that's the driest water I've ever seen. We never agree. We never agree on anything. So I get real animated about it because...
Green eyes? Your eyes? I've never noticed.
I've never seen him.
That hue is usually just a red,
shit,
weird...
Shit, I gotta reload. If you can see my eyes, something is very wrong. It's a good thing I have this tincture. Put some of that in my beverage. I didn't even shoot some.
I've never been in the same room with these two, and they do. They go out,
right?
It's nuts. Is that the... So I shouldn't start with that kind of weed, I assume. Not that one. It's not what you start. It looks like me, like nobody's done that before.
It doesn't taste great.
It doesn't taste great.
That's why you just want to put like a couple of drops in your drink or whatever, you know. Or someone else's drink and they're not looking.
You're just a drink, you know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've roofied Jacob a couple times, so I get tired of arguing with him. Just finish your drink. But yeah, we really, really, really do come out having seen like two different movies.
I'm not.
But we both liked it.
I do like the movie, and I'll see it again.
Yeah.
But
we'll go again in the theaters.
But that's the thing, is like, I've watched Deadpool a million times, and I've just started now on my quest to watch La La Land a million times. And in both cases, I can pick them apart if you sit down and really talk about, you know, moment to moment. It's just the overall enjoyment that I get from them.
Absolutely.
That really, you know, and it's fun to also pick at things.
By the way, I forgot to do it. We're talking about Star Wars, rather. I've never dedicated a performance to somebody before.
What is
but
happening?
But I wore my special Carrie Fisher t-shirt. I'm dedicating today to the memory of Carrie Fisher and also Debbie Reynolds.
You gotta take the top shirt off completely.
I don't like the way the neck fits. It has bacon neck. There's bacon neck on the t-shirt.
Old James Dean over here, worried about looking cool. Yeah. Take that button up off. What are you doing?
Target, circa 2009. Okay.
I think you don't want to take off the top shirt because you cut that thing into wife beater. That's inappropriate.
It's a shitty neck, though. It's
the
a shitty
collar
neck,
looks
right?
Fine.
Some girl helped me on this. It's a shitty neck.
It looks
bad.
What's wrong with it?
It's too wide. My clavicle situation.
Nobody was going to leave this show being like, you know, it was fun except for Jake's weird clavicle.
I was.
I almost threw up when I saw that clavicle again.
Did you notice Jacob had WCS? Weird clavicle situation?
And is that code for the kid because I don't want the kid to think that people just have weird clavicles all the time.
I love that silence of what does he mean by WCS? Can we get it just sitting here in the audience? All right, Bert Kreischer, turn the show off because I'm about to say, let the games begin!
Miss Pendergrass.
I was just thinking that. You saw Miss what?
Miss Pendergrims?
Miss Peregrine?
Peregrine. My mom wanted to go see it, so we went.
Miss Peregrine's School for Unusual Nitwits. And where to find them.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Beast, Unusual
There's some long-ass titles on the marquees this year.
I do want to say this, that my sister, I didn't see this movie, but this is so funny, I wanted to bring up. My sister gave a white elephant gift at Christmas this year, and it was a DVD, and it was called PMS Cop. And the whole thing on the back, I swear the whole reason they made the movie, the quote was, it's a bloody period piece. It was hilarious to me.
Sometimes you build a movie around a tagline.
Hilarious to me. That somebody just said that and they're like, well, we gotta make a movie called PMS Cop. Anyway, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, but I had not asked you what the last movie you saw was. And so you're correct to throw that in there. Yeah, we can just edit it out later.
What if I just throw it in? I'll just throw it in sometime.
Well, don't keep talking about it. It's more for us to edit. Tomorrow's a holiday. Give my producers a break.
Gee whiz.
And gentlemen, pick your name tags. Lots of great name tags. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Lost in London. Academy Award-nominated actor Woody Harrelson will direct and star in an unprecedented live comedy feature film event, Lost in London Live, on January 19th. Harrelson, who wrote the feature film Lost in London, will also co-star with Owen Wilson and Willie Nelson. I like that lineup. This first-of-its-kind film event will screen live in select cinemas nationwide, giving audiences the unique opportunity to watch a film shot in real time. Based on a crazy night full of real-life events, the comedy Lost in London follows Harrelson playing himself as he struggles to get home to his family. Run-ins with royalty, old friends, and the law all seem to conspire to keep Harrelson from succeeding. Following the feature presentation, Harrelson will participate in a live Q&A. Woody is quoted as saying, "No one has ever shot a movie and live broadcast it into cinemas at the same time. No one's ever been that stupid. Until now." Don't miss this cinematic event. Tickets are on sale now at fathomevents.com. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Create a beautiful website or online store with an award-winning template. Squarespace award-winning templates are the most beautiful way to present your ideas online. Create a beautiful website with Squarespace's all-in-one platform. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Squarespace provides award-winning 24/7 customer support. Squarespace offers a unique domain experience that's fully transparent and simple to set up. Squarespace is used by a wide range of creatives, people, and businesses. Musicians, designers, artists, restaurants, and more. Make your next website and your next move with a beautiful website. Make your next move with a unique domain. Squarespace. Make your next move.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. That's douglowsmovies.com. And Jacob, who are you playing for? You got a Millennium Falcon?
I got a Millennium Falcon drone that was having trouble flying. I guess it, the problem with the hyperdrive, I assume. And it's there's a kind of a posted on it that says Return of the Jason. Super clever. But there's a J. We had a lot of fun during the break, like playing with the Falcon. So, but
yeah, it was flying all over the place until I wanted to film it. Same problem that Spielberg had with Bruce.
So Warner Brothers Frogs and Millennium Falcon.
All right, who are you playing for, Jared?
Gordy, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's a nice.
That's good.
What kind of material is that? It looks like almost like a throw rug or something.
It's paper.
Like a mat. It's just paper.
Yep.
And it's got me instead
though, of
Chris Pratt. Yeah.
You do look pretty good right there.
That's good.
I gotta get me one of those jackets. That's a good look for me.
That's the key.
I gotta get me some headphones and I.
Wear your Blade Runner hat.
What's that old timey thing he listens to music on? Walkman.
Walkman. Yeah. Old Walkman.
All right. What do you got there, Sean?
I'm playing for Brock, and this poster is The Brock. And I like that movie, and it's dope. And you are Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage, maybe? Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Ed Harris.
You look better on that one.
Yeah. You can't look great on every poster.
No.
But really good job, everybody. I appreciate all the name tags.
Seriously, they were all fucking
very good.
Yeah.
Very nice to talk to. Let's start off with a game that I call Characters Welcome. Guess as often as you'd like, you guys. I'm just going to start naming roles that one actor played. And the first person to get it right wins. Sean is going for beer number two out of the bucket.
Had to go to the bar real quick.
The bucket bar?
Take my ass to the store.
I got to say, I haven't seen this in many clubs. When we do Douglas movies, a whole bucket of beers like that. But that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Better than one beer.
But I need another Tito's.
It's working. The drone just turned on.
Oh, shit.
I knew he was going to do it.
Oh!
It went into the space slug that they had here in the company.
Crashed right into that car. taken down by old-timey Scottsdale? Is that what that is?
Those are my knocks, Doug. Chewing on the power cables. I deserve more.
Yeah. Watch your faces.
I bet the manager's just in the back like, he's fucking asshole.
Oh! Holy shit. Not even Han Solo could pull off that move. Holy, that was going like 15 or 20 parsecs.
Yeah.
That thing was really cooking.
All right, so...
Dude, did
a mean dad catch it? He's going to keep it?
Almost made the bucket of beers.
You can have it back when you win the game. That's what I'd say. Bumming me out, little lead, now win the goddamn game.
All right. Who played the following roles? James West. Deadshot.
Will Smith.
Hitch.
Well,
Hancock.
Will Smith.
William Smith.
Legend.
William J. Smith.
William.
Yeah, that was a fast one. Will Smith is correct. I don't know how I knew it, but I thought we'd be running late at this stage of the show, so I made it a quick one.
We are, right? Are we not?
Now, Jacob's beer is going all over the place.
What else is new?
You got it under control?
Back in press, we used to call him beer all over the place.
Don't pour beer on the Millennium Falcon.
All this, the Star Wars stuff, my beer came.
People begged me for it, so we're going to do it. Let's play Build a Title. Yeah, you know how this one works, Jared?
No.
We take a title, and then you guys just add another title to it through sound-alikes. It could be a very punny game. And we'll start with Jacobs, since he won that last game. And then we'll go to Sean, and then you, Jared, too. Hopefully get the hang of it by the time it gets to you.
Any movie. I can start with any movie.
No, you can't start with any movie.
Oh, sorry. I've only played it once. The last time I was on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, now you have a one-time advantage over Jared. Good luck.
Sure. Sorry,
Gordy. We have to start with New Year's Eve. Because it is. It's on the early tip, but it is. So, you need a movie that ends in new or begins with Eve. People in the audience, what?
How about New Year's Evil Dead?
Yes!
Well, and then I'll add something onto it.
Yeah,
so clever. New Year's
something
Evil
Dead.
Good
job.
Here's be clever.
Hey, focus on you right now.
Yeah. No, the game's.
Boys.
The game's okay. Gonna keep going now.
New Year's Evil. What the fuck? New Year's Evil Dead Man Walking.
Is it asking like, a movie?
Yeah. So anything that ends with
so
new
like,
or like
if the New second, Year's Evil.
No, just any words that come to mind.
New Year's
Evil Dead Man
Walking the dog.
Sure.
Walking, walking tall.
There you go.
I fucking got it.
That's great. Okay.
You guys job is fucking easy.
You guys get paid up here for
what?
Okay, it's Jacob's turn.
It's so much harder to be in a band than what we're doing.
serious. I don't think I'll be more
serious.
Yeah,
yeah, you write songs and Jacob came up with New Year's Evil Dead. What do you got? Begins with tall, Jacob.
Tall is tough, and so is new.
New is tough. I thought of one for new. That's why I went with it, but it is
thought of one?
It is tough. That's all I got to think of to make it legit. Oh, it's last call, everybody.
Not if you were unless smart, you got a
yeah,
bucket.
If you got a bucket of beers, fuck last call.
How about New Year's Evil
Dead
Man Walking... Tall Tales.
Tall Tales.
With Patrick Swayze, and remember with the, was it Paul Bunyan?
I don't.
Tall Tales.
I don't remember.
The shitty kids movie.
All right.
But that's definitely the first word of the title is Tall
Tales. Tall Tales, yeah.
Tall Tales.
The movie, Patrick Swayze.
All right.
New Year's Eve, Bold Dead, Man Walking, Tall, what?
Tales.
Tall Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood.
Wow, you opened it up. You opened it up.
Yeah.
Crack this fucking thing wide open.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Okay. All right, so you just need one
starts. No, we want
with,
you to.
We need one that starts with blood.
Yeah, so New Year's or, Evil Dead.
Man.
Walking tall. What was it? What,
tales.
Tall tales.
From the crib. From Bordello.
Blood.
Like, all you had to do was go from blood, but.
Blood, blood sport.
You got blood through
sport.
It. Blood sport.
Blood sport. Easy. I'll just say it. I don't need to go through the whole thing, right?
You got it.
Makes it more fun.
I like to think you've been thinking about Bloodsport all day and you finally got an excuse to say it.
Well, we give Jacob a moment to achieve the impossible. I would like...
it's a tough one.
Yeah, I would like to ask the Tempe Improv for another Tito's and soda, please.
I wouldn't mind another Jameson on the rocks. Please.
Anybody else?
Jacob?
What did he ask for?
A belt lifter?
A belt lifter?
I mean, if I gave a shit, I'd ask, but...
Do you got anything, Jacob?
Can you, does anybody else need a drink? What's
you,
that?
You could have ordered something.
I'll have a... no, I'm just way too drunk this hour. We got a long way to go.
It's a long way to Tipperary.
We're going to get drunk all the way to next year, buddy.
Somebody made a great mouth fart in the audience. There's not enough heckling. Like, I wish more heckling was just mouth farts.
What if that was a real fart? Now they're embarrassed. That was a loud, real fart.
No, it
but
was.
You did in a room of 300 people. That was crazy. Very rude of you to do.
You're stuck, right, Jacob?
New Year's Evil Dead Man Walking Tall Tales from the Crypt Bordello of Blood Sportello of Blood. I just more wanted to show off that I had the thing memorized. Yeah, I'm done.
Sportello of Blood?
I think Dennis Miller's brother Rich Miller was in that one.
Joaquin Phoenix's name in Inherent Vice. Is his last name Sportello? It's something
it
like that.
It is something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Doc is his first name.
All right. Can you do anything with this, Sean? You got anything that begins with sport? I mean, if TV was allowed, you could go Sport Charles.
Sports Night.
Or Sports Night.
No. Is it or? Sportin' Here's a Who?
You're out!
Way to do my joke with different consonants.
Jared, you want to take a swing at it?
Sportinary people.
He says he's good. He's not even going to speak into the microphone. As a singer, he gets tired of making noises into microphones. He's taking the afternoon off. Oh, here comes some beverages. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's a lot of Jameson.
Yeah, you got a serious drink there, friend.
I thought you were gonna say serious drinking problem is what. You would've nailed it.
I can't. But, you know, I have to take a month off from drinking once a year to prove to myself I'm non-alcoholic.
I haven't done that. Yeah. What's the one that ends in new that you thought of?
Oh, What Maisie Knew. Yeah, right. It's on Netflix. Every time I'm trying to look for something that's not about a missing child.
Or whatever happens to Maisie. I don't know what the fucked up shit happens to Maisie, but I'm not going to watch it.
Poor Maisie. Let's play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. It's been a minute since we played this one.
I suck at this one.
It's super fun. Jacob gets to start us off again because
No.
You were the last person to say something correct, Jared, weren't you?
I think I won this.
Yeah, right? Jared won.
Oh, Bloodsport.
Jared, Jacob and I both
Bloodsport
got it.
Was you?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so you won.
I was just trying to cheat, but I'll take it.
No, you won, Sportello.
Yeah.
And, that'd be good. Made blood sporth othello. Sporthello. All right. Here's how this game works. I'm going to name an actor. You have to name a guess what might be in their top three movies according to Box Office Mojo, adjusted for inflation. So chances are it's not like a recent movie because unless it made a ton of movie. I'm saying too much.
No, you're not. I have no fucking idea.
I'd love it if I could go study for a while.
Yeah. Like, if I said to you the name of an actor, all you gotta do is think of what's in their top three money-making movies.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You don't have to worry so much about adjusting for inflation, but that's just
their, I got you.
Because that's how they list things on there, and you know, usually it's also just the ones that actually made the most money. You know, Gone with the Wind doesn't come up a lot. Okay. And that's a classic example of a movie that would be one of the top ever if it was adjusted for inflation.
Gotcha.
But it isn't, so it only made $45.
Harder.
When Gone with the Wind came out, they gave you a penny for going to the movies.
It's back when you had to work for a dollar, goddammit.
People paid for pelts at the box office. Thanks, Sean.
That really got me. That got me enough for the whole room. Still getting me.
And we take turns on this one each, and you get to go first, Jared, and then we'll switch the order around. We'll go, which way were we going last time? We'll go,
so we go back to
Sean and then to Jacob, yeah. And then we actually move it over one each round. So don't answer these until I ask you to answer. Don't be blurting out your answers on this one. Jared.
If I'd never played this, I'd be really confused.
Yeah, it's confusing, but you just gotta get in. You know, like someone can't just explain Monopoly and then you start playing.
Doug, I think what you want to say here is fuck off, player.
Didn't sound
player, like player, 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 player.
You did it
fuck.
Wrong.
So wait, Arizona's rubbing off on me.
And if you get the number one movie, you get 3 points. If you get the number two movie, you get 2 points. If you get the number three movie, you get 1 point. And we're going to play a few rounds and then see who has the most points. First actor. This is just for Jared, the only person in the room that gets to answer this. There's my pen right there. Justin Timberlake. Top.
The Facebook movie.
Justin Timberlake.
What the fuck is the name of the Facebook movie?
That would be what you need to say. In order to make that your answer.
The only other movie I could think of.
That would be funny to buzz in on Jeopardy. He goes, what's the fucking Facebook movie, Alex? What? Oh. It's in the form of a question, my answer.
Because you definitely run as tight of a ship as Jeopardy, Doug.
Alex,
Jeopardy standards on DLM.
He would fucking explode if somebody did that. I would love to see Alex Trebek do that.
Okay, so do you want to take another guess, or are you going to stick with the what is that Facebook movie called?
No, was it Connected or
don't you dare say anything, any of you, because this will be my answer.
The only other movie I can think of was the Mike Myers movie that he was in, right?
All right, so
that's also not the name of it.
Since this is
I'm fucking stuck. Gordy, I'm so sorry, dude. And then that one thing with the chick.
Yeah, the one with the girl.
Since this is just the first round and you're new to this game, Jared, I'm going to give you, it's called The Social Network.
Oh, so
you
going
to give it to him? I'm just telling you.
Thanks, seriously, I take this?
I'm just telling you that's what it's called.
I appreciate it.
And then what we do is we proceed, and eventually you figure out why I would allow that. It comes to focus instead of complaining about it immediately. Sean. You had all that time to think of another Justin Timberlake movie.
I was trying to be witty for the podcast so the listeners would have fun. The Love Guru?
Okay.
I mean,
made no
yeah,
love.
He's in that.
Don't boo me. Who the fuck booed?
Jacob.
Calm down.
Trolls.
Fuck.
Trolls is number one.
What?
Trolls. Word up, player.
Trolls is number fucking one. That's right. Well, coming in at number two, Yogi Bear, starring our friend T.J. Miller. Denver. And so great that doing that is a Pete Holmes or a T.J. Miller impression. They both feel like that.
That's what it's like.
I my throat would be so sore if I were them at the end of the day. From all the alley blowjobs they give them.
Is it more
people don't know that about those two guys. They love black alley, back alley blowjobs.
I don't know
or
Pete.
Or black back alley blowjobs.
I don't know Pete well, but TJ, that's true for sure.
Number three for Timberlake was Bad Teacher.
And the Love Guru was...
And coming in, Love Guru didn't crack the top.
Inside Louis Dennis.
I wrote down number four because I thought it would be of interest and somebody might guess at number four and not worth any points, The Social Network. Aww.
The fucking Facebook movie.
Yeah. So Jacob's out of the gate with 3 points, and the other two fellas have none. Here's the next round. Oh, and by the way, I picked Justin Timberlake because Sean follows Justin Timberlake on Twitter.
I love Justin Timberlake. Yeah. That's one of the best things about getting older is I can say that I fucking love Justin Timberlake.
Dude, I love
said that 10
I
years
love Drake.
Ago. Drake's
I don't care anymore.
I would love it if Justin Timberlake and Drake, and where they were like, hey, we're both gay, we're gonna get married, we're gonna have, we're just gonna make amazing music for the rest of our lives and be happy lovers. And I'd be like, I'm a huge fan of them, all of them. And then Drake could move to the States because he'd get that visa, you know, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he's struggling with his citizenship issues, Drake.
Hey, you know there's a podcast now called Julian Loves Music. I should try to get you on that one.
Yeah, so I could talk about
it. Yeah, you suddenly have a lot to say.
Nobody's ever brought up Justin Timberlake and Drake on a podcast at the same time before, so yeah, talk about that.
All right, so you get to start this one.
Jacob.
Sean.
All by myself.
It's not the winner.
Huh?
Oh.
What?
We were going to go opposite.
Yeah, we're going to rotate. So each person gets a chance to go first. And it's Chris Evans this time. What do you think's in his top three, Sean? God.
Captain America: Civil War. I imagine.
That's gotta be.
Would be the first one. It has to be. It's with the light smattering. It's got. Didn't we all not agree that's the fucking?
Jacob. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. I have the actual answer. We're gonna know it very soon.
Maybe I looked at it because I'm holding that list so close to my face, just so brazen.
Trying to think.
Get out of here! I don't want to be accused of cheating.
It's obviously a Marvel movie. So what would have beaten Civil War?
Answer the question.
I'm gonna.
Wow, that was very buck of you.
It's definitely not Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Definitely wasn't Fantastic Four.
I'm gonna go with there's no way, but Captain America: America's First Avenger. The First Avenger. Captain America: The First Avenger.
Okay.
I'll just be safe and go with Winter Soldier, because maybe for some reason...
Full title?
Captain
the
America,
fucking Winter Soldier.
Fucking Winter Soldier. Captain America. I said it.
And then the rest.
Winter Soldier?
There we go. There it is.
What one did you say?
Civil War.
And Jacob?
I said the first Captain America. Yes.
Number one, Marvel's The Avengers.
Fuck! I figured Civil War would have blew
that. That movie was pretty huge, you guys. That's why they keep making them. And then coming in at number two, Avengers Age of Ultron.
It wasn't even that good. Why'd you guys all go see that? It wasn't that good.
I like that one. That one grew on me with multiple viewings. And then coming in at number three, Captain America Civil War.
Here we go.
There you go.
On the board.
Sean is on the board.
Race at the table.
Yeah. All right, Jacob gets to go first on this one. And I pick Chris Evans because Jacob follows Chris Evans on Twitter.
I do? Oh, yeah, because he's real. I just started recently because he's very political and cool politically.
Who would you like Chris Evans to
I mean, not for you guys, because this is Arizona, yeah. But like for normal people who live in the civilized world.
Is there a Canadian that you would like
who aren't racist, fascist assholes? Not you guys, your parents.
I can't do it three times.
One's a vote, not this young crowd.
Yeah, when Jacob's talking, it's tough to get in there.
It's called Passover for fucking 40 years. You get trained. Passover in any Jewish household. Jews are this thing that live in other states. And you haven't heard of them. They have this holiday. It's around Easter. Everybody talks loud.
Jacob interrupts each other.
Did you see up on the hill over there, they've got a huge menorah.
I know. I didn't see it.
Yeah. And it's properly, because isn't it about the last day of Hanukkah?
Tonight is the last day.
Yeah. And all eight of the candles on the menorah were lit.
That's what happens.
So, yeah.
Jacob, will you explain Passover in detail to me real quick?
Big shout out to all
So it's like Easter with
Arizona
no Jesus.
Arizona Jews.
There are, at Scottsdale, a lot of Jews in Scottsdale. Yeah. I didn't know they were allowed outside of Scottsdale, but apparently they let them come to Tempe for Douglas movies. So now.
Alright, here we go.
Doug loves Jews.
Tucson? That's
all
a
right.
Jew.
The word's Jew all right, here Tucson. We go.
Tucson.
Any part of that you're not getting? All right, here we go.
Sorry.
Then you talk again.
She was heckling.
All right, here
she
we
was
go.
Heckling.
All right, here we go. Yeah, fucking Donnie. I didn't say Donnie because I don't think Donnie would even know what I'm doing. You know that Donnie's the safe word, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your first, Jacob, the films of Jaden Smith.
Number one would be, God, did they rename it? I think it's just called The Karate Kid.
Motherfucking Karate Kid.
Even though he was in China doing Kung Fu.
Yeah. Who's next?
Jared is.
Jared. What's that fucking movie?
With him and his dad. And there's another Earth or something. After Earth.
It was the year.
Yeah. After Earth? Yeah.
You guys, it definitely didn't make more.
I'm gonna give you the title because okay. I made $3.
All right, he's gonna go with After Earth, but that's funny how the audience gets to cheer him into a correct answer. Thanks for helping.
I like
Miami's
that you guys
plane.
Have my back. I appreciate it. You guys are good.
They don't want you to rob their houses later.
He's already stolen their hearts.
What are you, a comedian? Come on now, that was perfect.
This was New Year's, not Valentine's Day.
That was perfect!
I'm gonna say...
Blazer!
Are we done?
Yeah, what do you got?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Full title? And how's it spelled?
Is that not the full title?
What'd you say?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay. I thought you dropped the.
I did, but also don't ask me to spell pursuit in front of all these people. We know it wouldn't go.
But you know happiness is spelled unusually, correct?
No, I didn't know that.
I love that Sean was worried about pursuit.
Boy, I'm dumb. Boy, I sure am a dumb kid from South Dakota.
That is weird that any one person could spell pursuit but not happiness.
I can spell either.
They should fuck up every word in that title to make it more accurate.
I can spell Will Smith.
All right, so coming in at number four, After Earth. Number three was The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Not Earth.
Yeah, he's in that. And then number two is The Karate Kid. 2 points for Jacob brings him to 5 points. And Sean has 1 point.
Wait, what was number one, Doug?
The Pursuit of Happiness. Ah. Still not enough to get Sean to catch up to Jacob, but...
Are we done?
Still a fun finish. Yeah, that's it with that game.
Oh, fucking it.
That's crazy that made that much money.
Let's go fight.
I had a tiebreaker. All worked out, but we don't need to play it.
Can't we do it anyways?
All right. Thanks. Oh, there's a gentleman in the audience who would like us to have some fun.
I'm gonna need a gallon of Jameson up here.
All right, so let's do this. Who are we starting with? We'll start with Jared. Mark Wahlberg.
You guys want to do some lines? Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you guys today, but I'm saving the world.
He was fucking funny.
That new movie's gonna suck so bad.
What do you got for your top three? For his top three, there, Jared. Just name any Mark Wahlberg movie.
I'm just doing this one for fun,
so I'd like it
to
be over.
I just saw the Deep Horizon one. It probably wasn't that.
What?
Do you think it could be the Planet of the Apes?
I hope not, right?
Those are the only two I can think of.
Let's get out of this. We got one more game to play after this. Let's get out of this habit of involving the audience and helping you
to determine
the answer, because that's not how this works. You said Planet of the Apes. Moving on. Yeah. Jacob. Sean, either one of you. I don't give a fuck.
I think it's Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yeah. Sean, what do you got?
Since we're playing for fun, I'm going to say Fear, because that's the best part.
Now let me in the fucking house! Number one, The Perfect Storm. Yeah. Number three, Transformers, Age of Extinction. And number one, Planet of the Apes. Number two.
It was number one?
It was number two.
Did you say the number one?
It's his number two movie in more ways than one. I yelled number one in my excitement and then repeated 7 or 8 times, number two, and then you asked me and I said number two, and then you just asked me again, did you say number one?
No, did you say what number one was?
Eyes are so
Did you say what number one was yet?
Yeah, I said number one is Perfect Storm.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, my sister gave a Christmas present. She was a white elephant gift. It was called PMS Cop. I think the whole reason is so they could just say the bloody period piece. It's really, I liked it. I was into it.
That's gnarly, man.
Wait, to cleanse our palates, you just use the same story every time?
I can name my top.
Whenever things get tense, Sean goes into his fucking hilarious period story.
It's not so much me as the director and producer of PMS Cop that made it a hilarious story. I just convey it. I'm just a messenger at this point.
Everybody calm down.
Everybody chill out.
Because we're going to play Last Man Standing. But guess what? It's the new twist to Last Man Standing. Last Mash Standing. You guys are going to take turns. I already know who it is, so I don't get to play. But I've mashed up two names together. So it's the films of either of these people that you have to name in order.
Okay.
You know how Last Man Stand works?
Yeah, totally. Sure.
It's like if you had two names for Last Man Stand.
So you made it easier.
It should be easier, but it won't be.
They don't both have to be in each movie.
It should be. No.
No. That's the only way I can think that it would be harder.
Yeah, that'd be really hard to think of those. Because their names mash up together. You'll see.
In my experience with this game, it's much harder. There are two names, but they're much more difficult names.
Let's save all the comments and questions for, like, the parking lot.
What?
If you just let me finish describing how this works, instead of taking turns interjecting with more shit. Yeah, do a lot of the things that the podcast listeners can't hear. That are totally douchey hand signals.
Yeah, Jared, chill out.
You each get one lifeline. That's the person whose name tag you chose. So use it wisely.
Yeah.
You were like doing that. Those gestures you were doing were like threatening that person.
Yeah, have a fucking answer.
Come on, Brock. Get it together, Brock. Got my eye on you, Brock. All right. So here's what we're going to play. Who won that last game? Not Jared. He won the tiebreaker.
Jacob won. Okay, so we'll start with Jacob, and then we'll go to Jared, and then to Sean. And you guys have to name films featuring one of these two actors. Jennifer Lawrence Fishburne. This is just between the gentlemen on stage. Starting with you, Jacob.
The Matrix.
So, oh, yeah, I know, right? What was
fuck you, was another person.
It's, round one.
Yeah, there's two Lawrence. People, and, yeah. And between the two of them, there's probably about 50 titles
Passengers.
To choose from.
A new one.
What?
Passengers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody seen
Motherfucker.
You saw Passengers?
Is it good?
Yes. The word is kind of mixed on Passengers. I was fired up for it, and then
I
heard it wasn't that great, so I've lost.
I had the same thing happen to me. I was all ready to see it, and then I let the critics and reviews get to me.
Yeah. They're both in it. But somebody... What?
Stop. Really?
Fishman's
I win.
In it.
I fucking win.
Fishman's fucking in it?
I win. I'm out. What? I'm out. Thank you, guys. Arizona, we'll be at the Marquee tonight. Gordy, come get your shit. You guys are great. Thanks for having my back. Fuck you, fuck you. I love you, Doug.
I'm gonna show up to your show tonight and run up on stage and sing a song.
He's really leaving?
I think he won, Doug.
I don't believe I said that he did. Oh, he's coming back! That was so baller!
I get extra points.
That was so exciting that you were really leaving. Every time that happens to me, the person comes back and it's disappointing to me.
I should have just.
No, I'm excited. Right? All right. I'm glad you came.
There was an episode of Getting Done with High where David Cross got up and stormed out of the room, and like I was like, please don't come back, because that'd just be so fucked up a few minutes into the taping to just leave and not come back. But then he came back. So it wasn't as funny anymore. I like commitment.
I agree.
I enjoy commitment. I was like, I can't believe he just declared himself the winner and left. It's like those, you gotta wait till after nightfall to rob those places anyway.
It's probably dark out by now, you guys, with that weird hour that we're missing. I'm sure it's dark.
I think it's like the guy that's Superman in the first when he's climbing up the side of the wall, you know, that the cat burglar in the first Superman movie, the first guy Superman busts. It's very
Hey, I think it's your turn, right? You should go.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening? No, it's on Sean now.
Winter's Bone. Woo! You're goddamn right I have a tattoo of Winter's Bone on my inner thigh. I don't have any tattoos.
All right, Jacob.
How about The Matrix Reloaded?
Yeah, sure. You're pretty much handing those out. And for the first time you said The Matrix was a good clue. Jared?
Hunger Games, let's go Mockingjay.
Come on!
What? Is there another one? Should I start at the beginning?
Well, no, I'm just trying to think of which one was called Hunger Games. Let's go Mockingjay.
That was a prequel when she was in kindergarten. They're like, come on, Mockingjay. You're going to do something.
She got her Mockingjay pin on her little Girl Scout uniform. Just pick one where it's easy and you know all the words. With Lawrence Fishburne.
I bet his friends call him Larry.
He used to be credited as Larry Fishburne. And then one day he woke up and it was Lawrence. Shit got real serious.
He woke up and he's like, I don't work at a steel mill. I'm not going to be named Larry anymore.
He told me to call him Fish.
He was Larry Fishburne in the credits of Pee Wee's Playhouse, where he was Cowboy Curtis.
Curtis.
Yeah. All right. Do you have one, Jared?
Hunger Games? The Mockingjay?
Just...
What?
Just fucking say The Hunger Games and stop talking.
Okay. The Hunger Games.
So easy.
Jared, come back. Jared, I don't want you to be gone. I don't want you to be out of here.
After telling him he has to commit and see which way this one goes, he's working his way through the crowd.
He's drinking somebody's drink.
He's the people's player.
Jared, army crawl back up here. While you're making your way back up, I'm going to say Mystic River.
All right. I love Jennifer.
You guys don't like super depressing movies? Mystic River.
Yeah, Mystic River. Love super depressing movies. That's why I'm going with The Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah. Glad we banged all those out. Sean?
No, Jared. Or what? Oh, he's out.
Oh, I thought I didn't notice he came back. Jared?
Gordy, you got anything?
Oh, we're going to his lifeline.
Lifeline.
Yeah, don't forget your lifeline.
Boys in the Hood.
He's going Boys in the Hood.
Furious Styles. Fucking. What that's a name right there.
Do you want to do that? Boys in the Hood? Yeah. Okay, good.
Nice work, Gordy.
How do you spell boys? B-O-Y-Z is
correct. B-O-Y-Z.
Actually, there's three Z's, I think.
Huh?
There's three Z's.
No, there isn't.
All right.
Bunch of squares up here, I tell you.
Ice Cube did later have three X's.
Triple X? Yeah, he was triple X. Mm-hmm.
He was triple X for a while there, but now Vin Diesel just said, I'm taking it back. Vin Diesel's guy, like, I took my Bane coat out of the closet. And I'm ready to be that triple X guy again.
Look at that fur coat on winter in Russia. No better way to spend winter in Russia with a fur coat and a wife beater on. And no hair. I'm going to say The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Yeah! That's why you're giving it.
Oh, there's two parts of it. Okay.
I get it now.
I get it now.
Yeah, it's not about Mockingjay.
I get it. I get it. I get why you told me to.
Sean, how do you spell part in that title?
How do I spell it?
Part in that title.
Yeah, it could be spelled
D-A-N-K,
a couple of different ways.
Or if it depends on what part of the country you're from, the other way to spell it is B-U-C-K. Dank or buck is what I just did. Slang terms that I use a lot. I was just kidding, man. It's a joke.
But there is a, do you know how to spell, there's a specific way it's spelled.
P-L-A-Y-A.
True, yeah.
That's a weird way to spell it.
Which way do they spell it?
P-T period.
Yeah, that's fun.
So I'm going to go with The Hunger Games Mockingjay PT period 2.
Don't bring up periods around Sean.
It's funny that you should mention that. My sister gave White Elephant gift. PMS top. She got it at Sabres in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There was a quote on the back that said, a bloody period piece. What a genius. Who is the genius?
Jared just left again.
Right, it's back. Jared,
it's
nice to see you.
Hey, what's up? Again.
What's that fucking movie with Christian Bale?
Wait, is it your turn?
Jennifer Lawrence.
It's his turn?
Set in the 70s or something.
What?
Thanks for my right answer.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone knows what you're thinking and they all want to say it.
Yep, because
I'll say
back.
It in a second. Don't worry.
Yeah, they have your
all right,
back.
Go ahead. Sorry, Gordy.
No, you can't be out.
Oh, you out?
I can't
say it.
I'm climbing up, man. You guys make me so nervous.
Come on.
You look super nervous. People really lean back in a chair like that.
Like this, right? This is what happens when I'm nervous.
All right, so we'll move on to Sean.
American Hustle.
Oh, you finally thought of it. Okay, good. American Hustle. Good job, Jared.
Woo! Wow. I almost gave
great
it to
job,
you.
Great job. Okay, Sean.
I handed you that. That would have been way too easy.
And now I can't think of one.
Of either?
Hold on.
Hey,
Go to your lifeline.
I robbed you of that answer.
Use your lifeline.
Get it? I'm a comedian. I made a joke.
I think the...
about my clothes.
Wow, I think the Brock...
I know, it's all right.
I'm going to hop on stage and sing a song tonight.
You might be able to go. The Brock might be able to help you out.
Brock, what do you got?
I'm not trying to rush you along on my show.
What do you got?
The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
He's going Hunger Games Catching Fire.
That better be the right title. The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
I like it. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, boy. I like it.
All right, Jacob.
How about Joy?
How about it? Back to you, Jared.
Don't you almost get an answer again, and then I'll get it.
What's that?
No. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know. I have nothing. I'm out. I'm sorry,
okay.
Gordy.
Well,
I tried my best, buddy.
You did great.
Thank you guys. I was only got so far.
Okay, Sean, I have a whole lot of both.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes. I'm just going to write down people for the sake of time. Jacob?
How about Deep Cover?
Yeah, Deep Cover.
Oh, it's Larry Fishburne and never mind, Arizona.
Larry Fishburne and Jeffrey Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. No, there's a black and a Jew. Arizona didn't even get that movie in the theaters.
Saying a black sounds a lot worse than saying a Jew.
It just sounds easy to say for a Gentile.
Yeah. Depends on which one you're looking at when you say it.
Sounds so harsh.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's first appearance was on the soundtrack of that.
Like, people say, I've heard you say this phrase, I'm a Jew.
I've never heard
a black person say, I'm a black.
But gays say, I'm a gay, with that ironic cute shit they do.
Yeah. They're just having fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Gays are these people that are scared to come here, Arizona, if you've ever heard of them before. They're a lot like blacks and Jews.
Do you think of one yet?
Nope. It's not happening.
It's tough, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
plus Jacob just saying he's got a ton of them over there.
I know, that doesn't help. That's some of that mental warfare. No, I don't have one.
All right. Well,
sorry, Brock.
That's good timing.
I suck.
Jacob's our winner!
Can we do more?
Yeah, you can say some more if you want.
Apocalypse Now.
Event Horizon.
Yeah, the Hunger Games, the first Hunger Games. No, nobody said the Hunger Games.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
The first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you made him do it.
Talked him off of saying too many words.
Yeah. X-Men First Class. Any of those other shitty new X-Men?
Oh, yeah, all the X-Mens that have her in, sure. All
right.
She's in Apocalypto.
Now.
Yeah. All right. I think we did pretty good. What we missed? Jacob, we missed Man of Steel and BV Superman.
Yeah,
he's Perry White in those.
Predators.
By the way, the guy that gave me the Star Wars belt buckle directed the movie Predators. The quick name drop that nobody cares about. My buddy Nimrod Antal directed that movie.
What?
Nimrod Antal. Our kids went to kindergarten together. He's
Did
a director.
You just say his
he made that movie. His name is Nimrod Antal, and he directed Predators. And he gave me
that
Star. He gave me that Star Wars belt buckle. It's a present. What? What do you have to say? You like him? You like Nimrod? He made the movie Control with a K. Hungarian movie. Very good movie. All right, it's a weak name drop, but he's a good friend of mine.
You're an interesting man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you lose everybody on Nimrod and just go.
I know, that's
his
name.
You're just talking. Everyone's like, Nimrod?
I know, that's his actual name. It's a bummer. You know what's funny about that name is it's
a lot of stuff, really.
It's fascinating.
There's things that are funny about that name.
No, because he hates the name because Nimrod has become a synonym for idiot.
Yeah, but what kind of Nimrod would want to be called Nimrod?
Let me explain that. Nimrod is a character from the Bible, I believe, and he's actually known to be a great hunter. And the only reason it's known as an idiot is because Bugs Bunny used to call Elmer Fudd Nimrod, ironically.
Because he was a hunter.
Yeah, he was a hunter, but a shitty one. So I want a real Nimrod here. But he meant it ironically, but it became synonymous with an idiot. But Nimrod Antal, the guy who gave me the Star Wars belt buckle, hates the name.
See what I'm saying? How you could have said all that right away?
Right.
That was the interesting
part. No, I know.
Part.
Well, I'm new to the show, Doug. I'm learning.
What do you got to plug, dude?
January 20th, I'll be in San Francisco doing a show called Cyroff Bentley. It's my friend. I always plug it on here. My friend Kasim Bentley and I. He's a black, and we do an hour of racial crowd. What's the difference? Crowd work together. That's to be part of San Francisco Sketch Fest, January 20th, and then March 2nd, I'll be at the American Comedy Company without a black, just by myself, in San Diego, California.
What was the name of the dude with the Millennium Falcon?
Jason.
Cause he wins the stuff.
There
right? Is. Yeah, come and get it, dude. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, we should give him his drone back.
Can I have this, or do you really want to keep this?
I think he'd want to have that.
Where are you, Jason?
Is he going to throw it to him again?
Incoming.
That's always fun. Nice. Nice catch, dude.
By the way, I didn't win today. Carrie Fisher won.
That
was nice of us.
Yeah, no, very sweet of us to do that right? Dedication. Jared, go see the Dirty Heads tonight, and go to, I'm guessing, dirtyheads.com for tour dates.
Yep.
And
you lock guys your doors. You guys be in your house later on tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Goddamn right you will.
It's hard to walk across all the non-lawns, it's just rocks. Flowers.
If you happen into a house where like there are children sleeping, do you give them a little kiss on the forehead?
No.
Are you more of a kissing bandit or a wet bandit?
Bye.
So you
don't walk off again. And Sean Jordan, what do you got coming up?
I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, January 5th through the 7th, and then I'll be at Sketchfest in San Francisco a week before
Weekend
Friendship. But I'll be there the 13th, 14th, 15th, I think, something like that. So fucking go to Portland and San Francisco. Everybody take a little vacation.
One more time for all of my guests, Jacob Siroff, Jared Watson, and Sean Jordan.
Now it's time for Doug to watch him die. Cocky eyes of gold is viewing powers makes him cocky.
That's not at all. That's not at all the cue that I said. We've discussed the two shitheads. There will be two of them. And after the second one, go nuts. Thank you to the Tempe Improv for having me. Thank you to all of you for listening and coming to the show today. And as always, oh wait, I got one more plug I want to get in. I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of 50 Shades of Grey at the Castro Theater in San Francisco as part of the aforementioned Sketch Fest on January 15th at 4:20. All right, here we go. As always, Betty White is a real shithead? Yeah, I don't know why the real shithead, like real. I'm not fucking around. She is a shithead. And the Arizona Wildcats for shithead.
Once again, thanks to Lost in London, Woody Harrelson will direct and star in an unprecedented live comedy feature film event. Yeah, I don't get it either. That's going to be interesting. Lost in London Live on January 19th. Do not miss this cinematic event. Tickets are on sale now at fathomevents.com. See you next time. No, I won't. I won't see you. This is an audio-only podcast.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves